Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hey everyone, welcome to Q&A Selling Online. This is episode 58 and I am Quinn. I'm here today to talk to you about a few of the recent things that Amazon has done to me. And let me tell you, I got a smile on my face, but it is not good. It's not good news. It actually pissed me off a bit, but anyway, have to live with it. So what happened was, I mentioned on a previous podcast that was, and this one is not Amazon's fault, has nothing to do with Amazon, was that the fact that a while back I ordered sea cans for fourth quarter materials or items, and it shipped super late, so to the point that the ship arrived yesterday at the port of Los Angeles, so it's still, you know, 15 days away from being received by Amazon, you know, on average through customs, that stuff, plus a few more weeks, at least 2 weeks to be positive here, to, you know, but besides that, I had a vendor trying to do me a favor. And again, so this one has nothing to do with Amazon themselves. It's just related to the Amazon business. So this vendor tried to surprise me by giving me a box of 40 items. So these are, they're actually pretty, not pretty expensive, but they're the medium price item, right? This is an item that sells for $60. And they decided, because I'm a good customer, and they decided to surprise me by throwing in a box of 40 with my order. So what that did was, it screwed up everything completely. Because the ones that they shipped me for free was, they wanted me to try out a different color. So this is, I only have one color on this item. I only sell one color. So they decided to send me a different color for me to try. And they were for free, so they sent me 40. Red one. Well, let me tell you, I started getting a few one-star reviews, and man, I really thought it was competitors. You know, we're on these Facebook groups where everybody's always talking about competitor does this, competitor did that. When I started getting these negative reviews, I thought to myself, well, okay, it is a competitor. So I started looking into it, and then next thing I know, I got a message from a client. And actually, they replied to my email sequence. I hope you love it and all that stuff. And they replied, I do love it, but this is not the color I ordered. This one is red. I'm like, well, I apologize for that. It is, I don't sell a red item, so I don't have any red ones. So maybe Amazon screwed up. And deep down, I was thinking that the client was screwing with me. But I still responded nicely, and maybe Amazon screwed up, you know, and all that stuff. And you know what? I said, I'll give you a full refund. Just keep that, and that's it. So next thing I know, new email comes. Reply again to the same one. Oh, actually, this one wasn't even a reply. This one was just a message directly to the seller. And it said, there was no option on the site. And it's funny, because they said, there's no option on your site. A lot of people don't know that there's third-party sellers on Amazon. But anyway, there's no option on your site for a red one, although I received a red one. And so now that's when it hit me. Okay, there's something really wrong here. I started looking at every option. I couldn't have sent the red ones. I didn't have any. I contacted the manufacturer and I told them what's happening. I said, listen, there's a few people complaining that the color is wrong. They almost look red. And they told me, well, I sent you 40 red ones. That's probably what's happening. I'm like, oh, okay. So anyway, to make this story a bit shorter, I had to recall every single item from Amazon US. I had to ship them to warehouses in the States where some actually very professional people are looking after me. I'm very, very happy so far and super surprised. But I'm not selling that item right now. That's a very hot item. It is a seasonal item, too. That's another thing. They were selling like hotcakes, and we're talking about $60 a pop, right? So it's a lot of money not being made because of that, plus all the money that I'm losing with all this shipping back and forth and, you know, the manpower and the cost that go through them, open them, relabel them, put new FN SKUs at each color, and then create the listing for the red one, send it back. So yeah, and I thought, when I thought that was bad, is when I get a message from Amazon Canada. They removed my number one seller in Canada, was removed from Amazon. And now I can actually even say what the product is, because not only they removed it from Amazon, it's for good. It's not going back. So I tried everything possible. I contacted, seller support, everybody that I could. And this item will not be relisted. Not just mine, everybody that had these items. So they put all my inventory, every single one, as unfulfillable and just left it there. So by now, I actually already had them removed. They arrived here. I'm going to retag them. I'm going to put new FN SKUs myself on them, and I'm going to sell them Amazon US. And that is a knife. So unfortunately, hunting knives, the ones that have a foldable, then you have a little assisted open, so they're not allowed. They will never be allowed again in Canada. Mind you that I looked through Amazon, and there's still, a lot of people selling them. Just like any other product that you can think of, you look at mine, it was this black knife with my brand on it. And then in the next listing, you see the exact same knife, obviously, with the gray colors, different logo and all that, just like you do on Amazon US. Although mine was slightly different, there's the serrated blade versus non-serrated, all that stuff. I tried to make it a bit different. And that's why it was the best seller. But like I said, it was my best seller, not Amazon. But now I go back at it and you look at it, and those very known brands, the huge brands, like Browning, for instance, Browning still has their knife there, the exact same knife, actually. Theirs is the same color and everything. They still have it for sale. So yeah, hunting knives, foldable, are no longer allowed on Amazon Canada. So now I'm going to sell them in the US. The price is insanely low in the US. Let's say it was $30 per knife in Canada. In the US, they're selling them at $14.99. Although the US dollar is a bit higher, but still, it's kind of like selling at a loss. Plus, shipping cost from Canada to the US. It's just been some bad times for me. So yeah. That's it. It's kind of a rant, and I'm still smiling, right? I still have several products that, and they're selling, but the fact that that I could be making a ton with those products that are in the boat somewhere, being unloaded or at customs or whatever. Yeah. So and Black Friday is happening now this week. So kind of screwed there. Okay. Enough with this rant or story or whatever it is. Let me know how your fourth quarter has been going. Contact me. Come on. Send me a message. Go to quinn@quinnamorum.com or go to qasellingonline.com. And that one there, you can leave a voice message. You can text message, any kind of message, or an email, like I said, to quinn@quinnamorum.com. Let me know how it's going. Let me know if you have a story to tell. Let me know if you want to talk on a podcast. I'll call you. We'll do an interview. I'll meet you. Whatever, right? Okay, guys. Have fun. Go out there, profit, and hopefully you don't have any troubles like I did.